Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you all. I don't think I saw any of you close enough to remember your faces. Last time I was in this meeting was 12 years ago. So I want you to remember what were you doing 12 years ago. And by the grace of God, we're still here. We're still together. And we're still able to listen to His Word. And we're growing in spite of all what went in those past 12 years. I want you just to take a second and to remember what happened in your life in the past 12 years. And remember how many things could have led you to be somewhere else today and never be here. How many things could have happened to change completely what you're able to do today. 12 years. 12 years. How many things happened? But we still in this place before God with His Word dependent on Him and know that He will never abandon us. He will never leave us. He stays with us, lead us and guide us. Even those who are not with us today, and maybe we wish if they were here, we know they are still in His hand. We know that He's in control. So with that spirit of faith, trust, spirit of dependence on the one that loves us so much that He will never slumber. He will never get so tired of carrying us. He will never forget how much we mean to Him. He is the one that has no other occupation apart from carrying those who are His own. He's still with us and He's still carrying us. And one of the things that I hope by the grace of God that we get today is to understand more about Him and understand truth. Truth. Because He is the truth. And what truth does to us, it sets us free. And this is not a feeling. It's not something we imagine. It's not something we get excited about. It's actually the truth. Every one of us lives by set of ideas, whether we like it or not. We have set of ideas that govern the way we behave. And those ideas are mixed. Some of it are true. Some of it come from God. Some of it come from His Word. But some of it come from our own experiences, from the influence of culture, from what we deducted from our reasoning and thinking. And we end up having mixed things in our minds that govern our life, sometimes in a way that maybe hold us back from really knowing who is the one true God that we are ought to worship. So I am not a guy who like to wait for like fireworks. We come sometimes to conferences and meetings, and I remember those days when I was your age, and I really hope for a change in my life, and I wait for such a day to have maybe a big leap or jump or something that happens in my spiritual life to give me a big push forward. Most of the time, I cannot say ever, but it doesn't happen this way. Life of faith is a steady growth. And it's not really about big events with strong emotional leaps as much as understanding in a very simple and very true way. You may have pervasive emotions, but you may not. But the one thing that will always happen, if we understand one new fact from the Word of God, it will break a bond that has held us back. Just go home with one new idea today, just one. One new idea that you believe this is what the Lord wanted me to understand today. That's all you want. And this will make you a different person going home. You may not have that huge jump that you hope for, but you will not be the same leaving this hall today. just by understanding His word. And I remember every time we come before Him, either in the meeting or alone, this happens to us. And day after day, we conform to His image rather than this world. We know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So we heard the background of the first lecture from the book of Exodus. And we know that story about the salvation of the Jews, the Lord delivering His people from the slavery in the land of Egypt. They are there under very harsh circumstances. Their life was bitter by all the harsh slavery that they suffered from, and the Lord felt for them. And He is intervening to bring them out. But yet, it's not again by a quick decision, and it's not by one word of Him and suddenly they are out of Egypt. That the Lord works in His own way for a very good reason. He brings Moses back. He takes Moses to Egypt. And Moses starts to talk to the Pharaoh. Let my people go. And things actually get worse. So I'm warning you. If you're planning to have good time today in this meeting, pay attention, enjoy the presence of the Lord, get the word of God to your heart, and leave this place. Things might get worse. Sometimes when God intervenes in our lives, things may get worse. From our own perspective, from our own understanding, our circumstances, we hope that God's intervention will be a solution to the things that are a burden to us, things that are making our life better. But that's not God. God is not a solution to what I consider bad or a problem in my life. That bad or problem in my life may be the only representation of God in my life. The thing that I hate the most, the thing that I want to get rid of, the thing that I am here today to never see again, may be the only reason you're still with God today. Brothers and sisters, God is way above our thinking, is way above whatever we can imagine, is way above anything that we can tailor for ourselves. And if anything, my 12 years can tell you that if I had a paper and pen and I was given the opportunity to write for myself a path and pick and choose whatever I want, I would never choose where I am today. And I praise the Lord for His mercy, because He never gives me that paper and pen. It would have been a disaster if I am planning my own days. And trust me, it's a disaster if we are left to our own vices to think of what is good for us. So the Lord is calling Moses. Moses is going back to Egypt. The Lord said, I remember my people. I want to be true to my promise to them. I want to deliver them because I feel with them. This is the answer to a lot of prayers. And things get worse.